This episode of The Watering Hole is proudly brought to you by Big Swing Golf Mile End. Indoor golf, real, fun, fast.
The most important media outlet in the country right now.
Welcome to The Watering Hole. This is episode 48, I believe, so I'm told.
But last day.
Last day of Adelaide, day three, and we are all
spent. Cooked. We are very exhausted. Special guest jumping in tonight. We got Q from Tee It Up Pod.
Yeah, boys. Welcome, mate. Special, but what an honor and a privilege to be on your show. Big fan.
No, thank you very much. The honor and privilege is all ours, mate. Look, we'll just give a bit of a recap, I think, of the weekend and the week that we've had. I think we're all
rubbing our eyes here.
We're all ready for bed. Poor Q, he drove over.
Oh no.
Yeah, context. I had got a 5-6-week-old daughter now, and I wasn't going to come. But I got clearance from the wonderful wife. Nice drive on my own for 8 hours. Stop in Horsham's and Mackey D's and keep going.
Yeah, nice.
I reckon I've done that a few times. It's in Horsham.
It's a good spot.
At McDonald's in Horsham.
They know when you're coming.
Horsham, Ararat, Ballarat run. Yeah, it's a classic.
Are you kidding? I got a gold cut.
He's here. Puccini's back. He's here.
Oh, congrats, man. What's it, 5 or 6 weeks?
Yeah, 6 weeks, Sylvie.
Oh, nice.
Girl. So all good fun. Missing her a bit.
But. Yeah.
Oh, congratulations, mate. That's amazing.
He's about 5 months now.
Yeah.
And I'm missing him like crazy already. And I'm not even that far from him. So I can imagine.
Mate, talk us through your week. You've been all over it this week here at Live Adelaide.
I've held on to my mate Dill Buckley's coattails harder than anyone you'll ever see. So everyone sees all this, doing what we did. But got in. I drove over Tuesday, Arvo. Dill played the pro-am. So he played with Dustin Johnson and Sebastian Munoz.
Yep.
Unbelievable. Great fun. Like, I just filmed Dill doing it. He held a massive putt. Chat to DJ. And so DJ actually farted right next to me. Dill said it on his podcast and met 300 people throughout the week yelled out, "Hey, fart boy."
was that the title of the episode?
Yeah.
DJ farted on cue.
Yeah. So he didn't fart on me. It was like maybe
adjacent to you.
But he giggled after it and looked at me in the eye. And that was cool. That was pretty cool.
If he winked at you, they'd be like, "What are you doing, dude?"
If he turned to you, "You smell that?"
Yeah. What do you think about that one?
Hey, pull my finger.
I don't know if it was comfort or disrespect, but either way.
Yeah, the fact you can't really say much about it.
Dude, I'd give anything to smell DJ's fart.
The envy of every golfer in the world. But,
fucking hell.
Yeah, I did that. And then Thursday, actually got to do a collab interview with Dylan Lee Westwood.
Awesome.
Yeah. Which was really cool. Interesting guy. And then went to the footy Friday night with Herbie. I've known Herbie for a long time.
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful.
We went to watch the footy and then, Fisher last night. Fuck.
Out of control.
Yeah. That was, we had the night off. We gave ourselves the night off last night because we knew Fisher on, it was never going to happen.
I was right in the thick of it last night. These shoes are copped a beating. They're all black and they've had a few shoes out of them last night.
I was in there for a couple of songs, went to the toilet. I'm like, I'm not going back in. I'm done. I'm spent.
Three days of the watering hole does that to you.
Absolutely.
What about you boys? What have you been up to on the watering hole? I saw some of your content. You actually interviewed one of my mates, Macca. He was there on Friday.
Nice one. Yeah. Awesome.
We're kind of just cruising around getting people's watering hole songs. So it's been a big feature of this pod.
Yeah.
Kind of all about the watering hole song.
Yeah, for sure.
Steve asked the question of John Rahm during the week, so...
Never been more nervous in my life. I was like I said, I think I've said it a million times. I'm going to, my only claim to fame would be that I look a tiny little bit like John Rahm, except a lot fatter. I forgot to tell you, I was walking out there before when I hit the merch tent for about the 10th time this week. I was walking out and all the people waiting to get autographs, I was walking past. And one guy goes, "Rahm," like that.
Fucking way.
He knew he wasn't Rahm. I'm not saying he thought I was Rahm for real. I think he's taking the piss.
Were you wearing a goat hat?
That's wearing the goat hat.
You definitely should have worn a Legion 13 hat.
Yeah, you need a Legion hat.
You could have got anywhere with a Legion hat.
Just where's your pass? This is my pass.
I rock up one of the holes, top it, goes nowhere. Rahm's really let himself go more than one way.
You guys released your walkout songs, what you guys would pick?
Yeah, we did. We went through this last week. So I ended up with the same. Did I have the same as Jonesy? Did Jonesy have... You're the voice, John Farnham.
Yeah. One of the days, I think he had it. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. What did you have?
I was a mix. But Paul Casey had one of mine, Song yeah, 2, Blur.
That's a good one.
Or
why do you? I think you had.
No one picked mine. Mine was Breathless by The Corrs.
Yeah, yeah.
But also, Shania Twain, Man, I Feel Like a Woman. I feel like I'm swayed on that. I feel like that would have gone off more.
That's a
cue.
Ding, ding, yeah. Ding.
What do you reckon?
I'm racking my brain here. I don't know. I'd probably go like a country western.
Yeah, nice.
What's that one? Rock Me Mother Like a Wagon Wheel. Wagon Wheel.
Yeah, Darius.
Oh, that's Darius a great song. I fucking love that song. That's such a good song.
Yeah.
I shouldn't be surprised. There's been a lot of country this week.
Yeah.
Surratt
came out.
We had Stephen Rowe before on The Watering Hole, and he had, what do you have, Rhinestone Cowboy?
Rhinestone Cowboy.
That's a good one.
I'll take that one.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, what a day today.
Yeah, the way it ended. Ripper and Stinger, first time team playoff hole.
We called it early on, like, you know, when you said, what did you want to see this week?
Yeah.
And we both said, we want to see a team playoff. Yeah, well, we got it.
Me and Steve were heading back here, and then we started hearing ruckus, and we walked past Leishman, and we heard him. He said, "Oh, I actually have to circle back to do a playoff hole." We're like, "Oh, get the fuck out of here! Shit's going down." Did you get close?
Yeah, I snuck behind the green actually.
Oh hell yeah!
Nice move behind Dilligan.
Yeah, yeah.
But I had Leish on my podcast last week,
and he
called the Ripper win. He said we're all in good form, and they really wanted a really tough test down here. Quick firm greens. Right.
Yep.
The boys got it done.
Yeah.
Phenomenal. And they're just in here.
Yeah.
Just
in here. I
You could tell that Cam was feeling the pressure on the 18th there.
How could you not though?
I think someone tried to steal a club out of his bag, and his caddy, you know, there was a bit of a kerfuffle.
Oh, yeah, okay. I think
someone tried to steal one of Cam's clubs.
When? After the playoff? No,
just before he did that putt.
Was that shot that he had just on 10? Was just off fairway on 10?
No, on 18.
Oh,
on
the playoff
hole when he had that, when he spat back down on the second playoff hole, and then he had to putt up. Yeah.
People got to rein it in.
Yeah, just bring it in a bit.
What a dickhead. Come on, guys. Keep it classy. We like to have fun, but Jesus.
Speaking of Cam,
yeah,
here in the media center,
yeah,
I just got told off. Cam just chastised me. Walking out just then after the press conference, gave him a little fist pump, and he goes, "Hey, you got the wrong hat on."
Yeah, I know.
I mean, we all do, but
And I said it. I said it yesterday. I was like, Sunday is going to be Ripper Sunday.
But you're kind of torn though, because we had the four aces guys behind us. They were really nice guys, and they were trying to get
Antonio and John. Race. Yeah,
you know, and then you got obviously then there's the hometown,
and I mean,
yeah, you know, we got to be wearing the Ripper stuff, really. But
I mean, there's that Perez love.
Yeah. You got to do what you got to do. At the same time, it is Ripper Sunday.
It should be Ripper Sunday,
Adelaide.
Yeah,
yeah. No, my lesson for next year.
And I mean,
all decked out in Ripper shit.
I mean, today though, like. I mean, it was an amazing. I mean, we didn't get a hole in one. We didn't get an ace on the watering hole. But
we're in the watering hole every single day, and
you're praying
for it. But the first shot of the day, David Pooge.
Yeah,
I reckon that was the closest one of the day.
Literally the first one of the day.
I feel like today they set up. We were talking about it before. They set up. They wanted it today. That pin position was kind of
inviting,
back middle,
very inviting.
Yeah. There's that little tiny backstop. Off the green of 12.
So, like, have you played here at the Grange?
No.
I think I had like a 12 when I played here. Like, it's they're dead in that bunker left.
Yeah.
Those boys get up and down for fun on that.
Oh, yeah.
It's a tough golf hole. I think it's a bit windier
up top
than they would probably feel with the sort of stadium feel.
But yeah, sure.
Chris and I were here on Thursday watching the practice rounds, and Jonesy was just hitting him out of the bunker because he hit one that got plugged. It was buried. Couldn't see the ball. He just ripped it out. He said, I'm not fucking tossed it in the middle of the bunker. And he just started having a few practice shots. And he just nailed two, just sunk him straight out of the bunker. And then the third one was nothing. about a foot from the hole. So, I mean, these guys are amazing. But, I mean, we didn't get, like I was going to say, we didn't get the ace on the watering hole. But, you know, the team playoff is exactly what I think is going to put this event again on the global, in the global spotlight, isn't it, really?
Because I mean, what do you think, Hugh? Like coming from interstate, like, what are your impressions of Live Adelaide?
I think it's the perfect state to have it.
Yeah.
Like,
I love Adelaide. It's a great town for an event. Like, Gather Round obviously kicks ass in the AFL.
Yeah.
But everything's so close. Like, you're literally 10 minutes from the city. If you had it in Melbourne, you'd probably want to have it out on the sand belt at one of the, you know, like Royal Melbourne or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's half an hour from the city for everyone to get to. There's nowhere to go after it. Like, yeah, you know, you got to get back into the city. But I think Adelaide, especially 10 minutes back into the city from here.
Yeah.
You got the beach right here. Like, perfect. I love it. Hope you don't move it.
Yeah. Well, sure. I mean, all indications when we had the press conferences earlier in the week with Greg Norman and the Premier.
Yeah.
Thanks, Premier, for the intro again, by the way.
Yeah. Our dear, dear friend.
Our dear, dear friend. Hey. All indications are that, you know, it's here to stay.
Yeah.
And let's hope that it is.
Definitely.
Well, I mean, by a couple of the members that we heard this week, that they might be having a vote on whether it's the 2+2 again.
Did hear this. So we were on the watering hole today and we were talking to one of the Grange members, and apparently there is a vote, well, tomorrow, Monday, depending on when this comes out. The state government signed the deal for a 4-year, so 2 more years after this, but it's got to be voted on by the Grange members. So there's a vote tomorrow as to whether it's going to be here at Grange again.
Now, surely it'd be, it's.
I mean,
it's 1 week of the year.
Yeah.
Come on, Grange members.
Yeah.
Do the right thing.
That's what pisses me off about Australian golfing culture.
Like, yeah.
98% of people get it. Like,
yeah,
it's so good for Australia. This has changed Aussie golf.
Literally. Oh, yeah. 100%.
Our four probably best players, apart from maybe Minwoo and those guys, our four best players play for Ripper GC.
Yeah.
There's 100,000 people here every single day. I was backstage with Fisher last night with Herbie, and he's looked out. He goes, "This is a golf tournament.
Yeah.
I'm playing in it. Fucking look at that."
Yeah,
I saw Wade Ormsby, same thing. Said this is a golf tournament.
It's got to stay. And I think if they miss out, if Grange don't, the members don't want it here, they're going to be the ones ruining the loss. Like, it's put them on the map.
Yeah,
yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you look at it and you're like, I don't know where else is in South Australia is set up for this tournament. I don't think you could really have it anywhere else. Yeah.
North Adelaide Park 3, right? Yeah, that's it.
Just a bunch of watering holes everywhere.
Every single hole.
Holy
yeah. And I think the fact that the we had a playoff for the team event, I think that's going to show the naysayers about the team stuff, especially because Adelaide obviously had such a huge crowd. I mean, the footage around the 18th green is going to be absolutely mental.
Well, the member we were talking to today, I won't name him.
Yeah.
He pretty much said that, look, it's not going anywhere.
No, I mean,
you'd be stupid to vote it out.
Yeah, yeah.
As just said, it would be silly to do that. Just look how much it brings up, that brings it into South Australia alone.
Oh, you know,
it'd be silly not to.
There's always about a second event in Australia, possibly maybe an Aussie swing, so maybe a Queensland or something.
I think that's the place I could see it. I could see Queensland having an event.
I still reckon New Zealand would be killer.
New Zealand would be great
because Australia, New Zealand.
Oh yeah, they have some beautiful courses.
They got beautiful courses. Yeah. You know, it's really not that far away, and you know, gives Aussies an excuse to travel overseas, and you know, vice versa, they come here and they can make a real.
And I think the New Zealand
couple of weeks out of it,
so. The New Zealand fans would get after it as well.
Oh, absolutely,
they would love it.
It would be very similar to here, I'd say.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, I'm not going to give them too much. I think we're still, you know, number one.
We're still number one. Yeah.
Let's talk a little golf today. So we've got to talk about the individual champ. We had him in here before, Brendan Steele, High Flyers.
Awesome, mate.
What a weekend.
First live win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's good for one of the High Flyers to get up and
definitely
get it done as well.
Yeah.
You know, he played some amazing
golf. He was saying
low scores and they shot the lights out over the weekend.
He lent a lot on Phil. Got a lot of advice from him.
That's what he said.
That's what we're saying in the press conference. Yeah.
Now, one thing we have to touch on. We haven't talked about this.
Touch it.
And this has never been done on our podcast.
Touch it.
The mid-round trade.
Not for the fantasy.
Last week. Yeah. Well, yesterday, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So, if you heard last week, we had the trade. We had the monster trade. I traded off John Rahm. Q's looking at me like, what's going on?
I don't know what's going on anyway.
Traded off John Rahm to Steve.
Yeah.
Got Cam Smith in and Brooks Koepka.
Yeah.
Well, there was a deal done on the 6th yesterday morning.
Yeah.
Before play started. I traded Koepka back for DJ.
So Koepka's back in my team.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not a big fan of this fucking doing this shit on the golf course.
Can I just say it didn't work
mid-round, you know?
It didn't work out well for me.
No, and it shouldn't.
We should leave that.
Yeah,
we're going to leave that. We're going to tickle the.
We're going to tickle that.
I've got to add up scores anyway. So
Fantasy will come in tomorrow night in our regular episode. It'll
come in our regular ep.
We'll talk more about what happened this week.
Let's just say it was a lot of movement.
I thought there was, you know, the guys. Some of the guys are up the top. You know, Kazuma after the first day.
Yeah,
he was unreal.
Yeah,
you know. Again, some of these guys, like if you go back to last year and you see Gooch shooting 10 under, 10 under, right? And then you see these guys putting up similar numbers again.
Yeah.
You know, and you go through and you know, I think what Rahm today was 8 under as well.
So yeah.
Like, seeing these guys put up big numbers in these rounds, like, well, low, shooting low, but you know.
We saw some really good, and it's interesting. During the week, Cam said early on in the week, I don't think we're going to see low numbers like we did last year. Well, we saw some pretty good scores. I think it was pretty consistent, back-to-back seven unders.
I think that comes down to going to the footy Friday night, though.
Yeah. The extra juice.
Did Henrik Stenson win a car for a member or something from Port Adelaide? Did you see that at all?
Oh, when he hit it to like a foot. I was there. I didn't really watch much footy.
I think I think I saw a video that Henrik Stenson did, from like the goal square.
Yeah, he did. He put it to like maybe half a cup.
The
pin.
So good.
He can win me a car any day.
See, I feel like the Majestic guys, they get around everything. You see,
I think
Paul to get up on stage.
I think all Stenson, these guys, footy. All these guys love it.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? This is the culture.
The extra stuff.
Especially the guys who played like 30 plus years as pros across the US, UK.
Yeah.
Like, they've got no issue in the world. They've got so much money. Like, they're just enjoying golf now. They're limited travel. Altering the team up. And Westwood the other day with us, he just loves it.
Yeah.
He loves it. So
that's sick.
I've got to ask the question. We saw maybe Adelaide last year was kind of the, I guess, the flashpoint in the world of golf. Maybe, you know, that a lot of people say, oh, you know, after Adelaide, that was when the framework agreement came around for the merger talks. What do you think this does? For PGA players watching this, I mean, do you think it makes a difference? Do you think, is there anyone else close to joining, you reckon?
No, I think it's probably just a separate thing, to be honest, almost now.
Yeah.
I think like what Greg put it perfectly in the press conference the other day, you know, LIV is its own thing and then, you know, the PIF is going to look to, you know, invest in that side of things.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think for players coming over, of course, I think there's always going to be some sort of intrigue from people that aren't involved, right? Because if...
Yeah.
You see what they're doing. It's only growing, and there's a good blueprint there for, you know, like with the franchises for them eventually for sponsorships, endorsements, and things like that. It's only going to get bigger, and you're seeing these events again year by year. It's just going to get bigger and bigger. So you're probably just getting people coming over as they have sort of trickled in.
Yeah, I mean, we saw it this week. Even with LIV Adelaide, there's been a bunch of new corporate partnerships signed this week.
Mm-hmm.
New local companies, Australian companies. You'd have to think it's only going to expand.
Yeah,
I think they've got to keep it separate. But I think that what they need to do next step would be to initiate a match, like a Ryder Cup.
We've been saying that.
Imagine that.
We've spoken about it. That would be
the best thing ever happen in the game.
Yeah, electric.
And that's the way that they can have their agreement. Like, there's peace between two. Let's have a Ryder Cup every year.
I mean, I know it's. But like we just spitballed and it was when all right, Tiger and Phil captains. Straight away.
Yeah.
I mean, you're guaranteed views.
Yeah.
Guaranteed.
Imagine how many people would watch that.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, the press conferences.
Scheffler versus Rahm, like that's fine.
It'd be unreal.
Unreal.
And just all the, like I said, all the little bickering things that have gone on in the golf world over the past, you know, 24 months or whatever. It would be enormous. They need to do it.
Is it in the realm of reality, though? Do you reckon it would happen?
Look, with everything that's happening.
With everything that's happening.
Yeah, true.
It's surprising. I mean, did you see a merger really happening? Like, it just came out of nowhere.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, it still hasn't been finalized. Obviously, there's a lot of shit to go through. But, yeah, I mean, it's obviously.
That would be the biggest event in golf.
Yeah.
Surely.
So tell me you got it done on the team.
Who got it done? Ripper,
mate.
Ripper GC.
Ripper. Stinger in second place.
Yeah.
And who came third? Was it High Flyers?
Was a, Australia, South Africa playoff.
Yep.
So we got what we called for. And High Flyers.
Yeah.
So we've poked him a bit on this podcast. We've prodded High Flyers.
Glad they got on the podium. So.
Yeah.
Hey,
go on.
Phil on the watering hole.
Oh, yeah.
The stray tee shot on 11.
You see him on? No, I didn't. No? So over 11, he came over the top. He ended up in the watering hole just off the grid. So where the cellar door is at the end, and then there's like a general admission viewing deck.
Yep.
His ball came over just behind the bunker. He had to literally come around and have a look and take out the rangefinder, and he's looking from the green of the watering hole back towards the green.
He had to shoot over like the crowd.
And we're there. We're going, because we saw this ball come in, and like, we're like, some of the people in the cellar door are like,
someone must have tossed it. Yeah. Like,
who threw
a ball over?
They're like, no, it's coming. And then all of a sudden, Phil just pops in out like between two stands.
Cool. Just giving the thumbs up to everyone.
Thumbs up. Right? Like, what the fuck's Phil doing
here? Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, and he's like having a look, and he's standing on the green. Everyone's cheering, going nuts. He's giving the thumbs up, and then he hits. It's like so lefty, and
looking at the shot, and you're like, I said to Whitey, surely you play this back onto the fairway of 12 and then go over the top of Shark Shack. And it's like, nah, he's just
fuck that.
Shaped this beautiful shot right around over the top.
He's a professional. He knows what he's doing.
He's a star.
Yeah, yeah.
Tips. We're going over our tips. Who did we pick?
I'll pick Naaman.
I think we all got it wrong, didn't we?
Yeah, I got it very wrong. I went Gooch and Smash, so
yeah.
Never mind me.
Yeah, I was Stinger.
Yeah, well, yeah,
you were close. You were close.
Stinger and Naaman, I said.
Who did you have at the start of the week, Q?
I tipped Cam to win.
Yeah.
But I had a saver on Matty Jones, actually. I love punting on golf. I had $50 on Matty Jones.
Yeah.
77s or something stupid. Yeah. Oh, getting a little bit of movement downstairs.
And he had a good week.
He made some noise. He definitely made some noise.
It was good. They were all good.
Yeah. And they definitely stepped up on the last day, which they needed to do.
I love Herbie's game, mate. And just his caddy and that. Just his whole vibe.
Their dynamic is electric.
I'm right into him. I think he's perfect for this team.
Oh, 100%.
You know what I mean? And like we said, it was sad to see sort of, you know, Jed Morgan drop out last year, but I think he's been the perfect inclusion. If you could add anyone, you know, personality-wise and just someone who gels with the team, he's been perfect.
And he's playing some good golf as well.
Playing some good golf. And they love, you know, their press conferences.
Hilarious.
Too easy.
It's good fun.
Too easy. We should mention that we talked about the press conference the other day when we thought it was a bit of an inside joke at the time, and then it was revealed that it was the taco cat shirt bet
that they wore to the welcome party. Did you see that?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, yeah, it was crazy.
We were lucky enough to do the red carpet.
Oh, nice.
The welcome party. Yeah. And when Matty Jones walked in with that shirt on, we were all just like,
what the fuck is this?
He's like, yeah, I lost a bet. And all the boys were laughing.
It's so good. As soon as they said the first one, too easy, I was like,
Thumbs up.
Yeah, thumbs up.
We still think he looked better than Herbie. We told him that as well.
So. Well, they were doing their press conference tonight, and they said flabbergasted early on.
Yeah, like, did you think? I thought there was something there.
Right, I'll text Herbie and ask him.
Yeah, yeah.
Because Jonesy got straight out first. He said, "Oh, I think you flabbergasted him with that one."
So I was flabbergasted. There was something there.
Right. Sure, cheeky boys, aren't they?
Yeah, that's it.
Maybe a little bet for Singapore there.
Beautiful.
Well, look, it's been an amazing week. Again, I can't.
Yeah, the adrenaline dump is real.
Yeah.
I tell you what, tomorrow when we come back crashing back to reality, that's going to be a hard landing.
Mm-hmm.
We have to send a massive thank you out to everyone at Live Golf, to the communications media team for having us this week.
Yep.
We've met some amazing people, connected with some great crew here.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, the worst thing is it's 365 days till the next one.
Yeah, that's it.
And counting. We'll just say,
thank God.
I mean,
I know. Yeah, we enough time to hibernate.
I think we all need some time to recover.
Yeah.
But look, what an amazing week.
Yeah.
Thanks again to everyone. We'll be back again tomorrow night for our normal programming. We will.
It might not be the most upbeat. Yeah,
I feel like the intro is going to be pretty flat.
I'm going to smash the beers and get on there again.
Nah, I'm going to be half asleep.
thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for joining us,
man.
Absolutely thrilled to be on.
It looks like you've had an amazing week, and I'm sure you probably
look pretty weathered.
Yeah. You look like you've enjoyed it.
But. Yeah,
had a ball, but no, thanks so much. We'll cook up a new one another time.
Yeah, 100%,
absolutely. I think we spoke before about doing a golf day before next year. So
yeah, we'll work on that. Maybe a little live show, collab golf day or something.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Pre-live. So nice, get your tickets now.
Yeah. Get them while they're hot.
Beautiful.
All right, guys. Well, good night from the media center for the last time.
Cheers. Thanks, guys. Thank you.
See ya.